Sheni. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Aaron lemor, speak to Aaron saying, Ish mizaracho, any man from your children, l'doyroisam, for their generations, asher yivay mum, who will have in him a blemish, a mum, lo yikrav, he shall not come near, lahakriv lechem elikov, to be makriv, the feast, to his God, to be makriv karbonois to Hashem. One who has a mum, a kohen who has a mum, may not be makriv karbonois. Ki kol ish asher by mum, because any man that has a blemish, lo yikrav, it is not proper for him to be makriv karbonois. Rashi brings down the pasuk in Malachi, hakriveyuno lefecho secho. Try bringing it to your ruler. Would he be happy if the person bringing the carbon had a mum? Allah has kama v'kama, that somebody who has a mum should not bring carbonus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ish iver, whether the person has a mum that he is blind, oy piseach, or if he limps, oy charum, if he has a mum that his nose is sunken into his face, oy sarua, or if one aver, one limb, is bigger than another, oy ish asher yir by sheva rogel oy sheva yod, or a person who has a broken leg or a broken hand, or if he has long drooping eyebrows, or if he has a film over his eye, or if he has a mixing of colors inside his eye, meaning that there is a white streak that goes from the white part of his eye through the iris and into the pupil, or if he has boils, garov is a boil that is dry on the inside and dry on the outside, yalefes is a boil that is moist on the outside, or if he has crushed testicles. Kol ish asher boy mum, any man that has a mum, mizera Aaron HaKohen, from the children of Aaron HaKohen, lo yigash lahakriv es ishi Hashem, he shall not come close to be makriv, the fire offerings of Hashem. The pasuk is telling us over here that even if he has other blemishes that were not stated earlier in the psukim, they will still render him posul to be makriv karbonos. Mum boy, as long as the mum is in him, es lechem elikov, the karbonos of Hashem, lo yigash lahakriv, he may not come close to be makriv. The pasuk says, mum boy, as long as the mum is in him, which teaches us that if the mum healed, and the mum is not there anymore, he may return to do the avodah. Lechem elikov, the feast of his God, referring to the karbonos, mikodshei hakadoshim, from that which is kodshei kodshim, umin hakadoshim, and from that which is kodshim kalim, yoichel, he may eat. Although we said that a bal mum may not be makriv karbonos, he may eat kodshei kodshim and kodshim kalim. And the Gemara asks in Zvachim that if the Torah allows him to eat kodshei kodshim, which is on a higher level of Kedusha, he definitely can eat kodshim kalim. So why does the Torah have to say kodshim kalim he may also eat? The Gemara answers that if the Torah would just say kodshei kodshim is mutter for a kohen with a mum to eat, I would think only kodshei kodshim, because we find a leniency by kodshei kodshim that it was eaten by a non-kohen. Moshe, during the Zayin Yimei Miluim, during the 7 days of inauguration, ate the chazot, the breast, of the el miluim, which was kodshei kodshim. So therefore, a kohen with a mum may also eat kodshei kodshim. But kodshim kalim, where we never find a non-kohen allowed to eat the chazot v'shoik, the breast and leg of kodshim kalim, maybe a kohen bal mum may not be able to eat it. Therefore, we need the pasuk of kodshim kalim also to teach us that a kohen bal mum may eat kodshim kalim also. And the pasuk continues that although he may eat kachim, ach el aporeches leyovoy, only to the poreches he may not come. He may not enter the olmoyed to sprinkle the blood in front of the poreches. This is done by a chatos pnimi, where the blood is brought inside the olmoyed and sprinkled before the poreches. He may not do that avoido. Vela mizbeach lo yigash ki mumboy, and he may not go on to the Mizbeach to bring karbonos, because he has a mum. V'lo yechalel es mikdoshai, in order that he should not desecrate that which is holy to me, which is my karbonos, because if he does the avodah with a mum, the avodah will be posel. Ki ani Hashem mekadosham, because I am Hashem who makes them, the kohanim, holy. V'yidaber Moshe el Aaron vel bonov, and Moshe spoke to Aaron and to his children to tell them not to be makriv karbonos when they have a mum. Vel kol b'nei Yisrael, he also told this halacha to the rest of the b'nei Yisrael, which means he told Beis Din to enforce this halacha that the kohanim should not do the avodah when they have a mum. And this is the third time where we see in this parsha that Beis Din must enforce the halachos of the kohanim. In Pasuk Vav, where the Pasuk says Kedoshim Yiyu, Rashi tells us that Bezdin must enforce that the Kohanim are not Metame Lameis. In Pasuk Ches, where the Pasuk says V'kidashtoi, the Pasuk is telling us that Bezdin must enforce that Kohanim do not marry women who are usher to them. And now in this Pasuk we see also that Bezdin must enforce that Kohanim who are Bali Mumim may not be Makriv Korbanos. The Chinuch explains that the reason why a Bal Mum cannot be Makriv Korbanos is because when people judge the importance and the beauty of an act, much of their judgment is based upon the impression that the person performing the act gives off. In order for people to properly respect the Avodah, the Kohen needs to be beautiful in his appearance. And therefore, if he has a mum, people will not respect the Avodah properly. Zogt Rashi, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Lechem Elikov, Machol Elikov, it means the food of his God. Kol Suda Kri Lechem, every meal, every feast is called Lechem. Kemoi Ovad Lechem Rav, he made a great feast. The Ayin also in Rashi, Parshas Vayetze, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Nun Dalid, where there also Rashi tells us that lechem means a suda. Ki kol ish asher b'mum la yikrav, einu bedin sheyikarev. It is not proper for a kohen with a mum to be makriv karbonos. Kamoi, just like the pasuk says in Malachi, hakriveu na lefechosecho. Bring it to your ruler. See if he will be happy if the one bringing the carbon will have a mum, a blemish. Chorum shechoit moishakua ben shtei hanayim. If his nose is sunken in between his two eyes, it's possible for him to paint both eyes together because his nose, the bridge of his nose, is not in the way. One of his limbs are bigger than the other. One eye is big, and one is small. Or one leg is bigger than the other. Mizrahi asks that if Sarua means one leg is bigger than the other, that's a person who limps. So why is Sarua different than Fiseach stated earlier in the Pasuk? And he answers because Fiseach means that one leg is normal and the other leg is smaller. But Sarua means one leg is normal and the other leg is bigger. Zakrashi Oigibain, Shuri Tzilosh Bilaz, Shegabene Einov Saron Aruch Vishoichev. His eyebrows are long and droopy. Oi Dak, Sheyeshloi Beinov Duik. He has in his eyes a film, tila, kemoi hanote kadoik, which is spread out like a film. Oy tevalol, dover hamavalvel as a ayin, something that mixes up the color of his eye. He going chut lovon, a white streak, hanimshach, which extends min alovon from the white part of his eye, upoisik basira, and it goes into the iris, shehu oigil hamakif tashochor, it's the round part which surrounds the pupil, shekorin prunila, vachut azeh, and this streak, poisik as an eagle, it passes through the iris, v'nichnas b'shochor, and it enters into the pupil area. V'targum, and targum says on the word tevalu, chilis, lashon chilozon, is an expression of chilozon, which is a type of a fish, shudoy milotelas oseachut, because this streak looks like a worm, and the chilozon looks like a worm. V'chein kino chach miyisrael, and so did our chachomim name this mum, b'mumei bechor, by the mumim of a bechor, chilozei nochosh eino. If the bechor had chilozei nochosh, which is a streak that looks like a worm or a snake, eino, or if he has a grape-like spot in his eye. So we see over here that chilozei is used by the mumei bechor, and so too does Targum call teval be'enoi chilozei, because the streak looks like a worm. Zot Rashi, Gorov, Yalefes, Mine Shchinheim, these are types of boils. Gorov, Zuha Cheres. Gorov is a boil that is called Cheres. Shchin HaYovesh Mibifnim Umibachutz. A boil that is dry on the inside and the outside. Yalefes, Hichazazes HaMitzris. This is the Egyptian boil. The boils that the Mitzriim got by the Makas in Mitzrayim. V'loma Nikras Yalefes. Why is it called Yalefes? Because this boil holds on to a person until the day he dies and it does not heal. It is moist on the outside and dry on the inside. In another place the Torah calls Gorov, a shchin that is moist on the outside and dry on the inside. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Uvagorov Uvacheres. So Cheres in that Pasuk is the dry one, and Gorov is the one that's moist on the outside. So why over here in our Pasuk is Gorov the one that's totally dry? And for Rashi, Kishasom Gorov Eitzel Cheres. When the Pasuk places Gorov near Cheres, currently Yalefes Gorov, then Yalefes is called Gorov, which means that Gorov is the one that's moist on the outside. But Ukeshu Samach Eitzel Yalefes, when Gorov is placed next to Yalefes, Koru LeCheres Gorov, then Gorov is Cheres, which is the totally dry one. Kach Mefurish BeBecheres, so is explained in Meseches Becheres. Zot Rashi Meroyach Oshech, Lefi Targum Mereis Pachtin. According to Targum, it means Mereis Pachtin, which means Shepachtov Merusosin, his testicles are crushed. Shebeitzim Shaloik Susim, his beitzim are squashed. Pachtin, Kimoi, just like the Pasuk, Gidei Pachtov Yisroigu, the ducts of his testicles are interwoven. Kol Isha Shabai Mum, Larabais, this is coming to include Shar Mumim, even if he has other blemishes that were not mentioned in the Pasukim here. Mumboy, Ba'oid Mumoy Boy Pasul, as long as the blemish is in him, he is Pasul for the Avoida. Ho'im Ovar Mumai Kosher, but if the mum passes, then he is kosher to do the avodah. Lechem elikov, zok Rashi, kol machol kori lechem. All machol, all food, is called lechem. Maskil David asks, why does Rashi have to repeat what he stated earlier, that kol machol kori lechem? He said it already in Pasuk Yud Zayin. He answers that since the Pasuk over here says mum boy, as long as the mum is in him, he cannot bring the karbonos. But once the mum heals, he is allowed to. So the pasuk is talking about a transient mum. So you might think, by such a mum, he may only not be makriv kotche kotchim, like lechem elikov, like something that is lechem, a mincha, which is kotche kotchim. But kotchim kalim, he may be makriv. Therefore Rashi repeats, lechem does not mean bread, it does not mean menachos, but rather, kol machol kori lechem. Any food is called lechem, and the pasuk is asering, even by a transient mum, for a kohen to be makriv any carbon, kotche kotchim, and also kotchim kalim. Zok Rashi mikotche akadoshim, elu kotche kotchim, this is referring to karbonos, which are kotche kotchim. Umin akadoshim yoichel, elu kotchim kalim. This is telling us that a baal mum may eat kotchim kalim. V'im neimru kotche kakadoshim, loma nemru kotchim kalim. If a baal mum may eat kotche kotchim, he definitely can eat kotchim kalim. Why do we need a separate pasuk? That Rashi answers, im loy nemru, if the Torah would not have written kotchim kalim, ha'isi oimer, I might think, b'kotche hakadoshim yoichel, that kotche hakadoshim a baal mum may eat, shemotzinu shehut lezar, because we find that kotche kotchim was mutter to a zar, to a non-koyin, she'ochal Moshe b'sar hamiluim, because Moshe ate the flesh of the chaza of the el miluim, avo b'chaza v'shoik shel kotchim kalim lo yoichel, but from the chaz of a shoik, the breast and the leg of kashrim kalim, a baal mum may not eat. Why? Shaloi matzinu zor choylik behen. Because we do not find that a zor, a non-koyin, ever took part in eating kashrim kalim, the chaz of a shoik. Lekach nemru kashrim kalim. Therefore, the pasuk must repeat that a baal mum may eat kashrim kalim. Kach mefurish bezvachim, so is explained in the Gemara Zvachim. Ach ela poroiches lo yavoy, he may not come to the poroiches to do the avoida, lahazois sheva hazois sheala poroiches, to sprinkle 7 times toward the poroiches, which is done by the blood of a chatas pnimi. Vela mizbeach hachitzoin, and to the mizbeach hachitzoin, the outer mizbeach, he may not bring karbonos. Ushneam hutzruchu lehikosev, and both of them are needed to be written, umefurish b'taris kahanim, like it is explained in Taris Kahanim. Over there he explains that if the pasuk would just say that he may not do the avodah on the poroiches, I might think just the poroiches, because that is inside the oil moed. But on the mizbeach hachitzoin, he may do the avodah. And if the pasuk would just say the mizbeach hachitzoin, I would think only over there, because that is the actual hakrova of the carbon, offering the behema on the mizbeach. But just to bring the blood inside and sprinkle it on the poroiches, I might think that would be mutter. Therefore, we need both psukim. So Rashi v'leichal es mikdoshai, he should not desecrate that which is holy to me. Shem ovad avoidosai michulelas liposel, because if he does the avoida when he has a mum, the avoida is disqualified. Vaydaber Moshe hamitzvah zois, and Moshe related this mitzvah el Aaron and to his children, vel kol b'nei Yisrael. Why did he have to relate this to the Bnei Yisrael? Lahazir Bezdin ala Kahanim, in order to warn Bezdin concerning the Kahanim, that they should make sure that the Kahanim do not do the Avodah when they are Balei Mumim. And the pasuk continues, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber el Aaron vel bonov, speak to Aaron and his children. Ein Ramban, who discusses why earlier in Perek Chof Aleph, pasuk Yud Zayin, the pasuk only says Daber el Aaron, and over here it says Aaron ubonov. Ein Shom. And the pasuk says that you should speak to Aaron and his children, V'inozru mikotche v'nei Yisrael, and tell them to separate themselves when they are tamei from the kachim of the Bnei Yisrael. They may not eat kachim when they are tummy. V'leichal lo Hashem kachi, in order that they should not desecrate my holy name. Asher heim makdishim li. Rashi says, tupshatim in these words. Either asher heim makdishim li is attached to the words earlier, V'inozru mikachim Bnei Yisrael. And the pasuk reads as follows. V'inozru mikachim Bnei Yisrael. The kohanim who are tummy should separate themselves from the kachim of the Bnei Yisrael, asher heim makdishim li, which the Bnei Yisrael are makdish to me. That is the first pshat in Rashi. Rashi in his second pshat says, Asher hei makdishim li is written in its proper place, and the pasuk is saying a chiddush, that not only a carbon that became holy through a Yisrael being makdish this carbon, may a kohen who is tamei not eat it, but even a carbon that became holy through a kohen, if a kohen was magdish a carbon, where I might think that since the kohen was magdish it, it is so holy that tumah has no effect on it, and that another kohen may eat it in a state of tumah. Therefore the pasuk says, Asher hei makdishim li, even if the kohanim are magdish this carbon, another kohen may not eat it if he is tamei. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. And the pasuk continues, Emar aleihem l'dariseichem, say to them for your generations, kol ish any man, Asher Yikrav, who will come close and eat, Mikol Zarachem, from any of your children, El HaKadoshim Asher Yagdishu Bnei Yisrael Hashem, to the Kachim, that the Bnei Yisrael were Makdish to Hashem, V'tumasi Olav, and he will have Tumah upon him, any Kohen that will become Tomei, and in the state of Tumah, he will eat Kachim, V'nichraso HaNefesh Ahi Milafonai Ani Hashem, and this person will receive Kares, before me, I am Hashem. Rashi tells us that if the pasuk would just say v'nichraso hanefeshahi, I might think that kares is referring to that he will be cut off from one place and be exiled to another place. Therefore, the pasuk ends off milafonai ani Hashem. He will be cut off from before me. I am Hashem, and since I am Hashem who is everywhere, kares over here means that he will be cut off from the world and he will die prematurely. Rashi tells us that although the pasuk uses a terminology of Asher Yikrav, the pasuk is not telling us that one who comes close and touches kachim when he is tamei is chayiv kares, because that's not the halacha. If somebody is tamei and touches kachim, he is not chayiv kares. But rather, the pasuk is referring to one who is tamei and eats kachim. So why does the pasuk use a terminology of Asher Yikrav? Rashi says because the chayiv kares is only if this kohen who was tamei ate the kachim at a time that if he wasn't tamei, he would have been able to eat this basar of kachim, which is after the blood was placed on the mizbeach, and after the emurim and the chalavim, the fats, were placed on the mizbeach. And the pasuk is saying like this, Asher Yikrav, the only time there is a chiyuv kares is only after they were makriv the dam, the blood, and the emurim on the mizbeach. But if the kohen who is tamei ate the kachim before that, he is not chayiv kares. And the pasuk continues by telling us the different types of tumah which a kohen might become tamei with. Ishish mizera Aharon, any man from the children of Aharon. V'hu tzarua, and he is a mitzarah, he has saras. Oizov, or if he had an omission that will make him into a zov. Bakadoshim lo yoichal, he may not eat kachim. Ad asher yitar, until he becomes tahar. V'hanoigea b'chol tmei nefesh, or if a person touches a person who touched a dead body. The person that touched the dead body is tamei for 7 days. The person that touched that person is only tamei until the evening. Or if the kohen is a person who had a seminal emission. Or if the kohen touches any dead sheretz, the size that will be metame, which is the shear of adosha ebin. Or if he touches a dead body, the size of a kizayis, which is the shear ashiyit malay, l'chol tumasai, or any other type of tumah which he will touch. As Rashi says, it's coming to include if he touches a zav, or a zava, a nida, or a yoledes, a woman that gave birth. So if he became tameh with any of these things, nefesh asher tigabai, a person that will touch any of these tumah, v'tumah ara orev, he will be tameh until the evening. And he may not eat kachim unless he went to the mikveh and was tovel himself in water. In Sefer Ksav HaKabbalah, he asks, how can the Pasuk say, Nefesh Asher Tigaboy Vitoma Ara Orev, which Rashi explains, any person that touches any of the above tumas will be tame until the evening. In Pasuk He, it speaks about one who touches a dead person, Oiva Adam. If somebody touches a dead person, he is not tame until the evening, he is tame for 7 days. Shem Olam answers that the pshat in the pasuk over here is, on the 7th day he will be tummy until the evening. Nefesh asher tigabay, if a person will touch the dead body, of course he will be tummy for 7 days. But on this 7th day, he is not tahor right away, but v'toma ad ha'orev, he must wait until Harav Shemesh, until the sun sets on the 7th day. So concerning the tumas that were mentioned earlier in the pasuk, that one is only tameh for 1 day, the pasuk is saying that on that 1 day, he will be tameh until the evening. And concerning the tumas, like tumas meis, which a person is tameh for 7 days, the pasuk is referring to the 7th day. On this 7th day, he will be tameh until the evening. And this that the pasuk says, V'lo yoichal min hakadoshim ki imrochatz besori b'mayim, he may not eat from kachim unless he was tovel in the mikvah, which is mashma that after he has tefillah in the mikvah, he may eat kachim. This is referring to meiser. He may eat meiser after he was tovel in the mikvah, but truma and the flesh of karbonos, he may not eat. And the pasuk continues, Uvo hashemesh v'toher, and the sun will set, and then he will become tahor. Va'acha yoichal min hakadoshim, after the sun sets, he may eat kachim, ki lachmayhu, because this is his bread. This pasuk is referring to truma. After Harav Shemesh, he may eat truma. And since the pasuk says, min hakadoshim, we learn, min hakadoshim v'loy kol kachim. He can only eat certain kachim after Harav Shemesh, which is truma, but not all kachim. Basar of karbonos may not be eaten until after he brings his carbon. And this is referring to certain tumas, which are machayev the person to bring a carbon on the next day. Until he brings his carbon, he may not eat basar kachim. So the pasuk is telling us that concerning maaser, he may eat it after tefillah. Truma is mutter after Harav Shemesh. And the flesh of karbonos are only mutter after he brings his carbon. And the pasuk continues with another type of tumah, in which the kohen who becomes tameh with this tumah may not eat kachim. Nevela utrefa la yoichal tamava. He should not eat a nevelas oif tahar, the carcass of a kosher bird, because when he eats the carcass of a kosher bird, he will become tameh, and then he may not eat kachim. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. The nevelas oif tahar has an interesting halacha, in which this dead bird is not metame with maga umasa. If one touches it or carries it, he is not tame. It is only metame abesablia if somebody swallows it. And the pasuk is saying, if the kohen will swallow this nevelas oif tahar, then he will be tame and may not eat kachim. Why does the Torah say trefa? We know that a trefa is an animal that has a physical defect that will cause it to die. If one shechs this trefa, although he may not eat it, it is not tameh, so the pasuk cannot be saying letomava on a trefa. Rashi tells us that the word trefa is only coming to modify nevela, to tell us what type of nevela are we talking about. We are only talking about a nevelas oif tahar, the carcass of a kosher bird, because the pasuk is telling us only a nevela sheyesh b'minoi trefa, that has in its species the halachos of trefa, which is a kosher bird. A kosher bird may be eaten, but if it's a trefa, it may not be eaten. But a nevelas oif tame, a non-kosher bird, does not have in its species the halachos of trefa, because even if it's not a trefa, you may not eat it because it is an oif tame. So therefore, the pasuk of trefa is just telling us what type of nevela we are referring to, a nevelas oif tahar. And now the pasuk leaves the topic of a kohen who is tame, that he may not eat kachim, and speaks about a kohen who is tameh may not eat truma. V'shamru es mishmarti, and they, the kohanim, should watch my watching, not to eat truma when they are tameh. V'la yisu olav chet, in order that they may not bear upon themselves a sin. Umesuboy, and they will die, ki echaluhu, when they desecrate the truma and eat it when they are tameh. Ani Hashem ekadosham, I am Hashem who makes them holy. V'chol zar, and any outsider, anyone who is not a kohen, a Levi or Yisrael, lo yechal kodesh, may not eat truma. Toshav Kohen, the Toshav of a Kohen, the Socher, and the Socher of a Kohen, Loyach HaKodesh, may also not eat Truma. What is the Toshav Kohen and the Socher of a Kohen? This is referring to an Eved Ivri. If the Kohen has an Eved Ivri, the Eved Ivri may not eat Truma, since Ein Gufay Konuloi. His body is not the property of his master, and therefore he may not eat Truma, even though his master is a Kohen. Rashi tells us that Sachir is referring to an Eved Ivri that was Kanoi Kinin Shanim, that will work 6 years. A typical Eved Ivri who was bought by the Kohen will work 6 years. He may not eat Truma. And then the Pasuk says, Toshav, that even a Nirtza, even an Eved Ivri that had his ear drilled and wanted to stay longer, and he will stay until Yovel, he may also not eat Truma, even though he is staying longer by his master. The Kohen ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoy, and a Kohen who will buy a person an acquisition of his money, which means he will buy an Eved Knani, hu yoichal bay, he may eat Truma, since this Eved Knani is the property of his owner, therefore he may eat Truma. V'lid beisai, and also the avodim that are born in his house, heim yoichlu belachmoy, they may also eat Truma. And the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Gimel asks, why do we need the pasuk V'lid beisai to tell us that the servants that were born in the house of the Kohen may eat Truma? It's a Kal v'chomer. Madoch kinyan kaspoy, an Eved that was bought by the Kohen, may eat Truma, even though this Eved was not the property of the Kohen his whole life. He just became the property of the Kohen. Still, he may eat Truma. Definitely, the servants that were born in the possession of the Kohen, they definitely may eat Truma. So why do I need the pasuk of Vilid Besoy? The Netziv in his Sefer Hemek Dover answers, Vilid Besoy is needed for a case where the Kohen had an Eved Ivri and a Shifcha Knanis, and he married the Eved Ivri to the Shifcha Knanis, and they had children. The pasuk says, "Ha'isha v'ilodeh tiyeh ladunehu." The shifcha knanis and her children, which he had from the eved ivri, will remain by the master while the eved ivri goes free. The pasuk v'ilid beisai is telling us that these children, whose father is an eved ivri and whose mother is a shifcha knanis, may eat truma. Because you might think maybe they cannot eat truma because their father is an eved ivri who is the Yisrael. Therefore, the pasuk says we go after the mother who is a shifcha knanis, and they may eat truma. And the pasuk continues, uvas kohen, and the daughter of a kohen, kisiel liishzar, if she will marry an outsider, a Levi or Yisrael, he besumas hakadoshim lo yisoichel, she may not eat truma anymore since she is married to a Levi or Yisrael. Uvas kohen, and this daughter of the kohen, kisiel almona ugrusha, if she will become a widow or a divorcee from this Levi or Yisrael, vizera einlo, and she will not have any offspring from this Levi or Yisrael, which means she will not have any children or grandchildren from the Levi or Yisrael. V'shava el beis aviyah kinureho. Then she may return to her father's house as in her youth. Milechem aviyah toichel, and she may eat from the bread of her father. She may eat truma. The pasuk says v'zera ein lo. She doesn't have any offspring. But if she would have children or grandchildren from the Levi or Yisrael, she may not eat truma as long as those children are alive. But if those children die, then she may return and eat truma. V'chol zar lo yochal boy, and any zar, any outsider, anyone who is a Levi or Yisrael, may not eat truma. Rashi asks, why do we need this pasuk v'chol zar lo yochal boy after the pasuk already stated this halacha in pasuk yud? Rashi tells us this pasuk is needed to tell us zaros amarti l'cho. I am only telling you that a zar, a non-kohen, may not eat truma, but an oinein, one who is in the state of mourning because it is on the day of the death of a close relative, he may eat truma. Zoros amarti l'cho v'lo yaninus. An oinein may eat truma. And although an oinein may not eat maaser sheni, and also he may not eat kachim, still truma is different. He may eat truma. And the pasuk continues, v'ish, and a man who is a Levi or Yisrael, ki yoicha kodesh, who will eat truma bishkaga inadvertently, since a Levi or Yisrael may not eat truma, if he ate it b'shoigeg, the halach is, v'yosav chamishise olam, he has to add a fifth, v'nosan la'koyen es ha'kodesh, and he gives to the kohen the kodesh, the holy, he must give the principal amount to the kohen, plus a fifth. So the pasuk is telling us that if, for example, he ate $10 worth of truma, he must give back $10 worth plus a fifth. And Rashi says Since the pasuk says v'nosan l'kohen es hakodesh, we learn out davar haro'i li'as kodesh. It has to be something that is fit to become kodesh. He does not give back $10 plus a fifth in money, but rather he gives fruit, and this fruit becomes kodesh. It becomes truma in the hand of the kohen. And the pasuk continues, "V'lo yechallu es kosher b'nei Yisrael." The kohanim should not desecrate the truma of the b'nei Yisrael by feeding it to non-kohanim. Eis asher yorim l'Hashem, the truma which the non-kohanim separated to Hashem. V'yisia oisam avoin ashma, and they will carry upon themselves their sin. The non-kohanim that will eat truma will carry upon themselves their sin, ba'ochlam es kocheyem, when they will eat their truma which they separated, ki ani Hashem akadosham, because I am Hashem who makes them holy. Zok Rashi, v'yinozru, and they should separate themselves, ein nezira ela prisha, the word nezira means to separate, b'chein hu oimer, and so the pasuk says, in Yecheskel, v'yinozru me'acharai, and they separated themselves from me. And the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Nazaru Achar, they separated themselves toward the rear. Yifreshu me'akadoshim b'meitu masam. The pasuk is saying that the kohanim should separate themselves from kodshim and not eat kodshim during the days that they are tameh. Sifsei Chachamim explains that the words Dova Acher that are stated here in Rashi do not belong here, but rather further on in Rashi, as we will explain. Zok Rashi, the pasuk is saying, "V'inozru mekotchim b'nei Yisrael, asher hei makdishim li." The kohanim should separate themselves from the kotchim of the b'nei Yisrael, which the b'nei Yisrael are makdish to me. V'lo yichalu Hashem kotchi, in order that they do not desecrate my holy name. Saris hamikra v'darshua. Change around the order of the pasuk and explain it. Place the words asher hei makdishim li next to the words "V'inozru mekotchim b'nei Yisrael." That is the first pshat in Rashi. Over here comes the Dova Acher. Dova Acher, Rashi says another pshat in Asher Hei Makdishim Li, L'Rabbis Kotche Kohanim Atzmam. This is coming to include the Kotchim which the Kohanim themselves are Magdish. Even if the Kohanim are Magdish Karbonois, they may not eat it if they are Tameh. Zok Rashi, Kol Ish Asher Yikrav, any man that will come close to Kotchim when he is Tameh will be Chayiv Karis. Ein Krevezu El Achilo. This word, Asher Yikrav, in the Pasuk is referring to eating, that if the Kohen is Tameh, he may not eat Kotchim. V'chei Motzinu, and so we find in another place, Shenemra Azoras Achilas Kotchim B'tumo B'losh Negiyah, that the Torah says the law of eating Kotchim when one is Tameh in a language of touching. The Pasuk says that she may not touch Kotchim when she is Tameh. B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga, a woman who is a Yoledes, that gave birth, may not touch Kotchim when she is Tameh. But the Pasuk is not referring to touching Kotchim, but rather Azara La'ichel. The Pasuk over there is referring to that this woman may not eat Kotchim when she is Tameh. V'lamdu Rabbi Seinu Behekish. The girsa of the Sifsei Chachamim is Behekish. Our Chachamim learned this out with a Hekish, because in that Pasuk it says, B'chol Kodesh La'siga V'lamigdash La'savay. Right next to the lav of touching Kachim, it says that she may not enter the Migdash. So we learn one from the other. Just like Ela Migdash Leisavai, the Isser of one who is Tameh to enter the Beis HaMigdash is an Isser which carries on it a Chiv Karis, so too, Bechol Kodesh Leisiga is an Isser that carries with it a Chiv Karis. And since one who touches Kachim Betumah is not Chayiv Karis, the Pasuk must be referring to the Isha may not eat Kachim when she is Tameh. So we see clearly that the Torah calls eating B'losh Negiyah. So too over here, when the Pasuk says Yikrav, he may not come close, it is referring to that he may not eat Kachim when he is Tameh. Zok Rashi, V'ef Shaloimar Shechayev Ala Negiyah, it's not possible to say that this Pasuk is coming to teach us by saying Asher Yikrav, that one is Chayev Koris, if he touches Kachim when he is Tameh, that cannot be. Sharinema Koris Ala Achila B'tzavis Aharon. Because in Parashat Tzav, it says that one who is Tameh and eats Kachim is Chayiv Karis. Shtei Krisos, Zu Eitzel Zu. It says twice Karis, one next to the other. V'im al Hanagiyah Chayiv, and if the Halach is that this Pasuk is coming to teach us, that one who is Tameh and touches Kachim is Chayiv Karis, Loi Hutzruch L'Chayiv Al Achila. We would not need those two Psukim in Parashat Tzav to tell us that one who is Tameh and eats Kachim is Chayiv. Because if one touches it is Chayiv, definitely if he eats it. So therefore this pasuk must be telling us that only if he eats it, he is chayiv. Mechein nidrash b'taris kahanim, and so is explained in taris kahanim.
And this is what it says. V'chiyesh nogea chayiv. Is it possible that one who touches kachim when he is tame is chayiv koris? Why does the pasuk say yikrav if the pasuk is referring to eating? Zok the Torah's kaihanim. That's why the pasuk says ashi yikrav mishiyachshir lihi korev. The chayiv koris is only if one eats it after the time it was kosher to be brought on the mizbeach. She'ein chayov and olav mishum tumah. Because one who is tame is not chayiv for eating kachim elo imkein korvu matirov. Only if they already brought on the mizbeach the things that make this carbon mutter to be eaten. If they already brought the dam on the mizbeach and the emurim and the chalovim on the mizbeach, then if he eats a betumah, he is chayiv koris. But if he eats a betumah before these things were brought on the mizbeach, the halacha is that there is no chiyuv karis. And that is learnt out from the words asher yikrav. So Rashi asks, now that the words asher yikrav means that this person ate kachim betumah, why do we need three psukim saying the same thing? That one who is tamei and ate kachim is chayiv karis. One pasuk here and two in Parshas Tzav. That's why Rashi asks, V'im Taimar, Shalosh Krisus Betumas Kachim Lama. Why does the Torah have to say three times that one who is Tameh and ate Kachim is Chayiv Karis? The Girsa that the Mizrahi has is Shalosh Krisus Betumas Kachim Lama. Because the Girsa that we have in front of us in Rashi, Shalosh Krisus Betumas Kayhanim, does not make sense. Because the Torah does not say three times that a Kayin who is Tameh and ate Kachim is Chayiv Karis. Only the Pasuk over here in Parshas Emor is talking about a Kayin who is Tameh. The Pesukim in Parshas Tzav are referring to a Yisrael who is Tameh. So therefore the Girsa must be Shalosh Krisus Betumas Kachim Lama. Why do we need the Torah to say three times Karis by Kachim that was eaten Betumah? And Rashi answers, Kfar Nidrashu b'Masechta Shavuos. The Gemara Masechta Shavuos already darshan on this. Achas leklal, v'achas leprat v'chulu. The Gemara says over there that this pasuk over here is a klal, a general statement. It says that one who is tummy and eats kachim is chayiv karis, any type of kachim. The pasuk in Parshas Tzav, one of the creases over there, is a prat, a more specific statement. Because over there it says that one who is tummy and eats a carbon shlomim is chayiv karis. And we know the halacha that kol dover shohei bechlal v'yotza min haklal l'lamed, lo l'lamed al atzma yotza, elo l'lamed al haklal kula yotza. Which means that something that was originally in the general statement and then goes out and separates itself from this general statement is teaching us something about the general statement. Here too, shlomim was originally included in all kachim. Why did the pasuk separate shlomim in Parshas Tzav? It is coming to teach us something about the whole klal, about all kachim. And that is, the only time that one is chayiv kares for eating kachim when he is tameh, it's only if it's similar to shlomim. Just like shlomim has a kedushas haguf, also the only time other kachim have a chiyuv krisus upon eating them betumah, it's only if there is a kedushas haguf. But if there is a kedushas bedek habayis, which means that it belongs to hegdish but cannot be brought as a carbon, then if one eats it when he is in a state of tumah, he is not chayiv karis. And that is the reason why we need the pasuk over here in Parshas Emor to tell us that one who is tamei is chayiv if he eats kachim. This is a general statement. In Parshas Tzav is the prat, the more specific statement. Why do we need the third krisus in Parshas Tzav? The Gemara tells us it is to teach us what type of an avera the person in Parshas Vayikra did when the pasuk says over there he is chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared. Because the pasuk over there tells us that if one does one of three averas, he is chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared. And one of the averas are one who became tamei. And the pasuk does not tell us what the person did when he is tamei to be chayiv to bring this carbon oil of yared. The extra pasuk in Parshas Tzav, the extra krisus, is coming to tell us that the avera that this person did when he is tamei is the avera of eating kachim betumah, an avera that would be chayiv koris b'mezid. And now that he did it b'shoigeg, he brings a carbon oil of a yorid. So now we understand why all three krisus are necessary. Zok Rashi, v'tum osay olav, and the tumah is on him. V'tumas ha'odam olav, the tumah is on the person. Yochel b'basar akos medaber, I might think that the pasuk is talking about that the basar of the kachim was tameh. V'tum osay shel basar olav, and the pasuk is saying that the tumah is on the basar, on the flesh. U'v'tar she'ochel es ha'tameh, hakos medaber, And the pasuk is talking about somebody who was tar and ate kachim that was tamei. It must be from the words of the pasuk we can learn. We are talking about a tumah that can depart from it. The pasuk says the tumah is on him, which is mashma that the tumah can come off. And this must be the tumah on a person, which has purification through tefillah. But if the flesh was tameh, there is no way to make it tar. So we must be talking about that the tumah is on the person. He will get kares. Zagrashi yochel mitzad ze lasad ze. I might think that the kares means he will be cut off from one place and will be exiled to another place. Yikares mimekaymoi, he will be cut off from his place v'yisyashev b'mokim acher, and he will have to settle in another place. Zagrashi tamad loymar ani Hashem. That's why the pasuk says, I am Hashem. B'chol mokim ani, I am everywhere. So if the pasuk says he will be cut off from before me, that means he will die prematurely. If the person will become tameh by touching somebody who touched a dead person, or if he touches any dead sheretz, why do we need the words asher yitmaloi? Zakrashi bishir haroi latameh, the size of a sheretz that can be metame, which is the size of the ka'adosha of a bean. Or if he will touch a mace, a dead body, asher yitmaloi kishiyuroi latameh, the size of the corpse, the size of the piece of the corpse that can be metame. Vizehu kezayis, and this is the size of a kezayis. L'chol tumasai, why do we need these extra words? L'rabbis, it's coming to include the tumah of noigea, one who touches a zav, a zava, a nida, or a yoledes, one who gave birth. Zagrashi nefesh asher tigaboy be'achad min ha'tmeim halolu, the person that will touch one of these types of tmeim, the halacha is that he must immerse himself in a mikvah and have Harav Shemesh, the sun will set. Va'acha yoechel min hakadoshim, then after Harav Shemesh he may eat kachim. Nidrash b'yavamis b'truma. The Gemara in Yavamis says it is referring to truma shemutter la'ochla b'Harav Shemesh, which is mutter at the time the sun sets. Min hakadoshim v'loy kol kachim. The pasuk says he may eat some kachim after Harav Shemesh, but not all kachim, because the basar, the flesh of karbonos, may not be eaten until after he will bring his kapara, his carbon, on the next day. Zakrashi nevela utrefa layoichal tamava. He should not eat a nevelas oif tar, because that will make him tame. Le'in hatume hizakan. The pasuk over here is telling us that if one eats a nevelas oif tar, he will become tame and may not eat kachim. Shem ochal nevelas oif tar, if he will eat the carcass of a kosher bird, she'ein lo tumas magu masa, it does not have the tumah of touching or carrying. If one touches this dead bird or carries it, he is not tame. Elo tumas achila bebeis habliyah, he's only tame if he swallows it. Asalecha bekachim, he will be asa to eat kachim. If he swallows a nevelas oif tar, he is tame and may not eat kachim. Mitzarech loyma utreifa, and the pasuk says utreifa, mishiyesh b'mina treifa. The pasuk is telling us that what type of nevelas oif is tame, the one that has in its species the halachas of treifa. Yotzad nevelas oif tame, this is coming to exclude the carcass of a non-kosher bird. She'ein b'mina treifa, it does not have in its species the halachas of treifas. Therefore, the pasuk is only referring to a nevelas oif tahar. Zakrashi v'shamu es mishmarti, they shall watch my watching. Melechol truma b'tumas haguf, the kohanim should not eat truma when they are tamei. Umesuboy, because they will die. Lamadnu shehi misa b'dei shemayim, they will be chayav misa b'dei shemayim for eating truma when they are tamei. La yocha kodesh b'truma kos medaber. The pasuk is talking about truma shekol ha'inyan dibarba, because all the psukim from here until shlishi are discussing truma, and the pasuk is saying that one who is not a kohen may not eat truma. Toshav kohen v'sachir, toshavay shel kohen u'schiroi. The toshav of the kohen and the sachir of the kohen. Lefikach toshav zeh nokud pasach. That's why this word toshav is written with a pasach under the shin. Lefishu davok, because it is attached to the word kohen. Toshav kohen, the toshav of the kohen and the sachir of the kohen. Vezeu toshav, what does the pasach mean when it says toshav? Zenirza, this is an Eved Ivri whose ear was drilled. Shehu kanuloi ada yovel, he will work until yovel. He may not eat truma. Vezeu sachir, and what is considered a sachir? Ze kanuloi Shonu Kinyan Shonim. This is an Eved Ivri that will work only for 6 years. Sheyotze B'sheish. He goes out after 6 years. Boa Kosev Lamed Chakan. The Pasuk is coming and teaching you over here. She'ein Gufoi Konu La'adoinov. That an Eved Ivri is not the property of his master. Lecho B'truma to eat truma. As opposed to an Eved Knani, whose body becomes the property of his master, he may eat truma. As the Pasuk says, V'koyin ki yikne nefesh, and the koyin who will acquire an Eved Knani, shekanu legufoy, whose body becomes the property of his master, he may eat truma. And also, V'lid Beisai, the ones that were born in his house, Elu b'nei ha-shvachos, these are the avodim knanim, the children of the shvachos, they also may eat truma. The Eishes Koyin and the wife of a Koyin, Oicheles Petruma, may eat Truma, min hamikra zeh. It's learned out from this Pasuk, ki yikne nefesh kinyin kaspoy, she'af hi kinyin kaspoy, because the wife of a Koyin is also considered the kinyin kesef of the Koyin, because a man may be mekadesh and isha with kesef, with money. Va'oid lomed b'mikra acher. It can also be learned out of another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, kol Torah beveischa yoichal, every pure person in your house may eat truma. So since the Pasuk says, kol Torah beveischa, any Torah in your house, we also include Eishes Kohen, the wife of a Kohen. Zok Rashi, if the daughter of the Kohen will marry an Ishzar, an outsider, which means Lelevi, the Yisrael, she will marry either a Levi or a Yisrael, then she may not eat truma. But what happens if she becomes an Almono or a Grusha, Mino Ishzar, from this Levi or from this Yisrael, Vizera ein lo mimenu, and she does not have any children from the Levi or Yisrael, the din is, Vishava, she may return and eat truma. Ha im yesh lo zera mimenu, but if she has children from the Levi or Yisrael, Asura betruma, she may not eat truma, Kozman she hazera kayim, as long as these children are still alive. Vichol zor lo yechaboy, and any stranger, any outsider, any Levi of Yisrael may not eat truma. The pasuk is not needed to tell me that a zor cannot eat truma, because that was stated earlier. This pasuk is only needed to exclude an oinen. Shemutter betruma. An oinen is mutter to eat truma. Zorus amarti lecha v'loy aninus. The pasuk is saying, only a zor may not eat truma, but an oinen, one who is in a state of avelus because a relative of his died on that day, he may eat truma. Even though he may not eat maizasheni, he may not eat kachim, he may eat truma. And Rashi continues, ki yoicha kodesh, if a person will eat kodesh inadvertently, truma, the pasuk is talking about truma, he will eat truma b'shoigeh. The halacha is, v'nosan la koyen etza kodesh, he will give to the koyen keren, the principal, and a fifth, which is kodesh. Davar haroi li is kodesh. It has to be something that can become holy. She'enoi perei aloi mois. He does not pay the principal and the fifth in money. Ela perei shalchulin. He gives fruit which are not holy. Ve'heinas and truma. And then when they are given over to the kohen, they become truma. Zok Rashi, v'lo yechalu, and the kohanim should not desecrate the truma by lahachilam lezorim, giving them to be eaten to zorim, to non-kohanim. Visia oisam, and they will carry upon themselves es atzmam yitanu oven. The yidden will carry upon themselves a sin, ba'ochlam es kotsheyem, when they will eat their kachim, referring to truma. Shehuv delu lashem truma, that they separated to Hashem for the sake of truma. Vikachu, and this truma became holy. Vinesru aleim, and it became also to them. So if they will eat this truma, they will carry upon themselves a sin. Zok Rashi v'ungla shetirgam, and targum that says on the words ba'ochlam es kodshehem b'mechaloim b'seyavo, that the kohanim will eat bituma kachim. So according to targum, this pasuk of ba'ochlam es kodshehem is going back to pasuk beis that the kohanim should not eat kachim bituma, and if they do, they will carry the avera upon themselves. Shelo tzarich tirgum ukein. It was not necessary for targum to say that this is referring back to the pasuk beis, but rather it is much better to say it is referring back to the psukim right next to this pasuk, and the pasuk is referring to the iser of a Yisrael eating truma, and if a Yisrael will eat truma, he will carry upon himself his sin. Zok Rashi v'isiu oisom, and they will carry upon themselves. Ze'echor megimel esim. This is one of the three times it says es in the Torah. Shehoyer Rabbi Yishmol darish b'Torah, that Rabbi Yishmol darshin in the Torah, that it meant shemadabrim ba'odom atzmoi, that it is referring to the person himself. V'isiu oisom does not mean they will carry, but rather they will carry upon themselves. V'chein, and also in Sefer Bamidbar, in Parashas Nosai, b'yoy melois yimei nizroi, yavi oisai, on the day that the Nazir will fill up and complete the days of his Nazirus, Yavi Oisai, he will bring himself. Hu Yavi Esatzmai, he will bring himself. V'chein, and also in Sefer Devarim, Vayikbar Oisai Bagai, Hu Kover Esatzmai, Moshe buried himself in Gai. So we see also Oisai means himself. Kach Nidrash B'Sifri, so is explained in the Sifri.